News.
It's minus 10, mostly cloudy at noon from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Nick Ogden. There will be a lengthy closure eastbound on Highway 401 in Kingston between the Montreal Street exit and Highway 15 due to cleanup of an accident yesterday involving a tractor trailer. The closure started today at 9:30 and will last for approximately 8 hours. There will be an emergency detour route that will have drivers travel north of Montreal Street to Sunbury Road and then southbound to Highway 15 back to the 401. Premier Kathleen Wynne says her government is considering raising the threshold for a low-income seniors benefit just 4 days after announcing a change in the budget. Thursday's budget said that single seniors with an income of up to $19,300 would qualify, a boost of more than $3,000. In question period, the NDP scoffed at the idea that a senior earning that little is affluent, but are pleased that the Liberals are considering a change.
Right when we read the budget and saw that there was going to be this seeming attack on seniors, increasing their, you know, they're already in a difficult position. Most seniors are on a fixed income, and to increase and to double their, you know, the payouts or the amount of money they have to pay for drugs seemed to be completely unfair.
Seniors advocacy group CARP says it was disappointed with the changes announced in the budget to the Ontario Drug Benefit Program. Expectations for today's First Minister's meeting in Vancouver have been repeatedly lowered. Saskatchewan Premier Brad Wall, who is facing an election next month, has leveled several broadsides at the federal Liberal platform promise of putting a national price on carbon. But Wall says his province will play a constructive role at today's meeting and is dismissing talk that it might boycott the carbon talks. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced in Vancouver that the Federation of Canadian Municipalities will receive $75 million for climate change initiatives, and another $50 million will go to federal infrastructure. A 20-year-old man from Pickering, Ontario, is facing a number of charges after what police describe as a sexual assault against a teenage girl. Durham Regional Police say the man had known his victim for years and arranged to pick her up from her home to go out for coffee. Instead, police allege he drove her to a secluded area, physically restrained her, and sexually assaulted her. Abdul Hamidi is now charged with forcible confinement, threatening death, and sexual assault. He was held in custody for a bail hearing. A 54-year-old man from Cambridge, Ontario, has been arrested and charged with several sex offenses alleged to have taken place in Jamaica. Waterloo Regional Police says Stanley Saunders is charged with sexual interference, invitation to sexual touching, making child pornography, and importing child pornography. Police say Saunders was arrested yesterday in Jamaica and returned to Ontario. It's alleged the offenses took place while he traveled in Jamaica between 2004 and 2009. A top Vatican official has vowed to work to put an end to the rash of suicides in his Australian hometown over the church sex abuse scandal after meeting with victims and acknowledging that he failed to act on an allegation decades ago. Cardinal George Pell met with some Australian abuse victims who had traveled to Rome to witness his 4-day of remote video link testimony to Australia's Royal Commission. The commission is investigating how the Catholic Church and other institutions responded to sexual abuse of children over decades. Ontario's colleges and universities minister says the amount of new grants that will make tuition free for thousands of students will rise along with tuition fees.
The Liberal government announced in its budget that it's combining existing programs to create an Ontario student grant, which would pay for average college or university tuition for students with families of incomes of $50,000 or less. Next year, as the grants are set to take effect, a cap on tuition hikes that had limited increases to an average of 3% a year ends. Training Colleges and Universities Minister Reza Maridi says that the grants will be indexed to both inflation and tuition itself, saying if tuition fees go up, so will the grants. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
A fourth person has died following a fire on February 5th at a seniors building in Toronto. Three people initially died and more than a dozen others were injured in the three-alarm fire that broke out on the fifth floor of a 126-unit resident in the city's East End. Regional Coroner Jim Edwards confirmed Wednesday that a fourth person had died, but details about the victim's identity and age were not released. Investigators with Toronto Fire Services announced late last month that the owner of the building, the Toronto Community Housing Corporation, would face a non-criminal charge in connection with the blaze. The housing agency has said it will contest the charge. Donald Trump phoned into NBC's Today show this morning to launch a preemptive strike against former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney. Trump called Romney a stiff who failed twice to get elected. Later today, Romney plans to launch an attack on Trump in a speech at the University of Utah. Retired neurosurgeon Ben Carson hasn't formally withdrawn from the Republican race, but says he won't be at tonight's debate in Michigan. A New York State judge is imploring Madonna and her ex-husband Guy Ritchie to think of their 15-year-old son Rocco's best interests. The two are locked in a months-long dispute over who the boy is going to live with. Madonna wants the judge to enforce a December court order that Rocco should return to his mother's custody. The Bay of Quinte is serving up another round of Quintilicious. Almost a dozen local restaurants in the area are taking part in the month-long event. Whether it's Italian cuisine, French cuisine, or a juicy local beef patty, Quintilicious has it and more. But chef and owner of Belleville's Burger Revolution, Jeff Camacho, says there's more to Quintilicious than just the food.
The main importance is it's the community. My wife and I, we've been here for 10 years, and we absolutely like fell in love with this place. I mean, not just Burger Rev, but, you know, Belleville, the county, and just all around, right? It's just, it's a different feel compared to the city. And we wanted to give back because, like, we, you know, you work in restaurants all your life and you're just like, you know, where is the element of we're here, right? And after Burger Rev started, you know, we wanted to give back to the community because it's all about them, right? We love this place and we want to be a part of it.
Quintilicious continues until March 20th. That's QNET News on 91X to 12:07 p.m. Sports is next.
Have you noticed your bottom front teeth have become more crowded over time? Do you want them straight but dread the look of braces? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson, and I offer a more aesthetic option. You can have tiny braces on the inside of your lower front teeth. Nobody will notice your braces, but everyone will see your beautiful straight teeth. Come visit me, Dr. Julianne Peterson, and see how easy getting straight teeth can be. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
Good afternoon, I'm Nick Ogden with QNET Sports. Hockey Canada is turning up some familiar faces for the upcoming World Cup. Two-time Olympic champion Sidney Crosby, Jonathan Toews, and Shea Weber are just three of the 12 players returning from Canada's Olympic gold medal winning team from the 2014 Sochi Games. Surprisingly missing from Canada's first 16 was Montreal defenseman PK Subban. The Montreal Canadiens earned an important point last night in Anaheim. Jacob Silfverberg got the only goal in a shootout as the Ducks beat the Habs 3-2. Also, Matt Niskanen had the power play winner as Washington beat Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2. All seven Canadian NHL teams are in action tonight. Calgary visits Buffalo while the Edmonton Oilers are in Philadelphia. Later, the Toronto Maple Leafs host Minnesota and the Ottawa Senators welcome Tampa Bay. The New York Islanders travel to Winnipeg to play the Jets, and in the late games, Vancouver hosts San Jose and Montreal is in Los Angeles. The Toronto Raptors are white-hot at home. Kyle Lowry scored 32 points. DeMar DeRozan added 31 as Toronto beat Utah 104-94 for a club record 11th straight home win. The Raptors led the entire second half on the way to their fifth win in six games. The marquee contest in the NBA tonight is in Oakland as the playoff-bound Warriors entertain Oklahoma City. The two clubs have ranked among the league's best all season, with the Warriors standing number one in the West and the Thunder third. Record-wise, Golden State is 54-5 and headed to the postseason, while the Thunder, who lead the Northwest Division, are 42-19 with a 9.5-game lead over Portland. The Atlanta Falcons have released Roddy White. The veteran receiver had just 43 receptions last season, his fewest since 2006. The 34-year-old White set Falcons records with 808 catches for 10,863 yards and 63 touchdowns and was a four-time Pro Bowler. Kirk Cousins says he has signed the franchise tender with the Washington Redskins. That gives the quarterback a one-year deal worth nearly $20 million. Cousins and the Redskins have until July 15th to negotiate a long-term contract. Gavin Floyd makes his spring debut as the Toronto Blue Jays face the Pittsburgh Pirates. Elbow problems have limited Floyd to 67 2/3 innings the past two seasons with Atlanta and Cleveland. Yesterday, Toronto scored the tying run off a wild pitch in the bottom of the ninth for a 4-4 decision with the Philadelphia Phillies. In local sports, the Moira Secondary School Trojans boys curling team rocked the competition at CASA, taking the gold medal and earning a trip to North Bay for OFSA. OFSA will start on March 7th and last until the 10th. QNET News reporters Charlotte McParland and Tyler Penny will be hosting a live chat Monday night at 6:30 about numerous topics, one including the former Belleville Bulls and bringing a team back to Belleville. Stay tuned to qnetnews.ca for more details to come on their live chat. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville today, mainly cloudy with 40% chance of flurries with a high of minus 6. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of minus 12. Friday brings a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 0. And Saturday shows a mix of sun and cloud with 30% chance of flurries with a high of minus 1. At 12:11, it's minus 10. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Nick Ogden. News on 91X, next at